Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
It is the Blades Inside Edge for this evening as we're almost at the end of this long seven-game road trip. I'm joined by Blades goaltender Austin Elliott. How do you feel here with this thing almost in sight being over?
Yeah, no, I think everyone's definitely excited to get back to their own beds, get home. I mean, it's been a pretty long road trip, you know, I guess it's fun being on the road with the guys, you know. You definitely get a little bit closer with everyone, and for lots of us get to see some new places. I haven't been on the swing yet or seen these rinks, so you know that part of it's been cool, but I think lots of us are definitely ready to get home.
Combine this with the emotions going into the start of the trip. I'm sure there was a lot of expectation.
Yeah, for sure. Like being one of the top teams in the league, you know, you got a target on your back for sure. And then there's some good teams out here too that are looking to pass you in the standings. So, you know, I think we were definitely prepared for the trip. You know, maybe some bounces didn't go our way in some games, but I think overall it's been a good trip.
What's been the best place? What's been the coolest thing you've done out this way?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I've noticed is how good the fans are here. You know, they all really support their teams, so I think that's been really cool, you know, especially in Everett and Portland. You know, their fans are really awesome. They've got a lot of like in-game or pre-game theatrics going on, so I thought that was really cool.
You actually notice that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Like I think it adds a lot to the experience of the hockey game for everyone, the players and the fans. So yeah, I think it's really cool touches that they add in there.
I saw your folks in Portland. How much of the trip were they on?
Yeah, they came for the whole road trip. So, like, just like me, they hadn't seen these rinks before and thought they'd just make a trip out of it. They got to go to the Seahawks game in Seattle there. So, and just sightsee around the cities that we play in. So, they got to make a little trip out of it as well.
How are they able to do that? What do they do?
Oh, well, my dad, he sells roofing supplies, and then my mom, she's like a dance teacher, like an acrobatics teacher, but I guess that's how they managed to do that.
Dad might have been able to have gotten some business in somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me he was putting in work in the hotel still from the computer, so... You know, it wasn't all fun, I guess.
Strathmore's home for you. The last game's in Lethbridge. Outside of Calgary, it's the closest game for you. Maybe what, an hour and a half, hour 45 away?
Yeah, it's close, yeah. So, I'm sure they'll be there, too.
Okay.
I'll have some other friends there, too.
When did you start playing hockey, and when did you start taking goaltending seriously?
Oh, honestly, can't even remember when I started, like, as young as I can remember. I was, you know, fell in love with the game and wanted to play hockey, and then I just remember growing up, like, sort of like being fascinated with the goalie equipment and just sort of taking a liking to how the equipment looked and just the position overall. And then so I would have started being a full-time goalie in Adam, which I don't know which age that is. Like, I know how now it's all like they don't use those terms anymore, but I started playing goalie in novice and then full-time in Adam. So ever since then, I'd probably be like grade four or something. So yeah, it's been a long time.
Favorite NHL team outside of the ones that you've been to their development camps?
Well, it's funny, I'm actually a Leafs fan, so I was lucky to get to go and experience their camp. So that was pretty cool. You know, I've been a Leafs fan my whole life. If I had second choice, probably be the Flames, just because they're my hometown team.
Favorite player?
Growing up, my favorite player was Carey Price. Even though I was a Leafs fan, you know, I always loved Carey Price. You know, I thought just the way he played, he's so calm in the net, and obviously he's always a Team Canada goalie too. You're always cheering for Team Canada, so he's someone I always looked up to.
Did you take a moment to Tri-Cities to look at their history along the walls and see his name up there quite prominently?
Yeah, for sure. It was really cool to see all the accolades and stuff that he got when he was there. You know, it's always cool coming through all these ranks and seeing the former players that they had come through here.
So who do you try and pattern your style of play after? Anybody?
Yeah, like Carey Price. I definitely take a lot from him. Just a lot of the like mental side of things too, and like how he approaches the game. You know, how calm he is. You know, he isn't easily rattled, and then he just plays a quiet game. You know, he isn't flying all over the place and like some of the other guys. But yeah, so he's someone I've always tried to model my game after.
You've had a meteoric rise, I would say. I mean, everybody talks to me and says, Austin Elliott was a 12th round pick in the prospects draft, and here he is, a number one goaltender. Like, what's up with that? I mean, you've got to chuckle to yourself a little bit at how that's worked out.
Yeah, in the game notes before the game, it has our lineup and where everyone was drafted, and I'm always at the very bottom of that list, and I think everyone gets a little chuckle out of it, and I do too. But it just goes to show it doesn't matter where you're drafted, you know, as long as you just keep working and, you know, keep moving forward, keep improving, you know, anything's possible.
Keep it going, and Austin, thank you so much for the time. Wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Austin Elliott joining me on the Blades Inside Edge.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at CJWWRadio.com.